I'm George Walker. Friday, February 29th at 8, and Saturday, March 1st at 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2 and 7, author and actor Danielle McClellan presents The Girl Stories in the Rose Fire Bay of the John Waldron Arts Center. The Girl Stories by Danielle McClellan is a set of five monologues performed by the author. Danielle, you're an actor, a writer, an arts advocate, and an administrator. What got you started on these stories?
I actually began the stories over 10 years ago. I was the festival coordinator for Frontera Fest, which is an international performance festival in Austin, Texas. And at the end of what is a month-long festival that brings performers and creators from all over the world, really, to Austin, we have a performance jam where everybody just fools around and performs for one another. There's no public audience. It's just kind of an after party. And the artistic director of Frontera Fest was bugging me to do something. And so I'd written a short story, and I kind of turned it around a little bit and fiddled with it somewhat and stood up and spoke it at the performance jam. And was surprised to find that there was a huge amount of positive response, and that sort of began the odyssey that became the 10-year project, The Girl Stories.
Now, those five of these monologues, where did the characters come from?
The characters are very individual to the stories. All of them are somewhat ambiguously gendered, so that was sort of an overarching theme within the piece. And so trying to find characters that would allow me to articulate a different aspect of what it might be like or what some of the challenges are of not fitting into a typical gender binary were the places that I looked to find the characters.
We're talking with author and actor Danielle McClellan about her solo piece, The Girl Stories. As an author, you've written a set of monologues for an actor, and then as an actor, you're presenting them. How do the writer and the actor get along? Did the writer have to pull back or the actor say, pour it on?
I think the most important way in which the actor informs the writer is to make sure that I don't construct sentences that I can't actually physically articulate in a repeatable manner over and over again. But I actually enjoy, I'm not much of a performer in terms of, you know, entering into the typical theatrical process and being someone very different from myself. But I do enjoy the act of performing a great deal. So it's very enjoyable to be an actor and be able to stand up in front of people and speak words that I know I believe in.
Speaking of what you believe in, what would you like the audience to come away with from these five interlocking monologues from The Girl Stories with?
The major goal that I have with the piece is to encourage the audience to ask questions about assumptions that they make regarding gender and sexuality and how both of those things interact. And I think far too often we think that people in the gay and lesbian community think about these things and that the rest of the world doesn't really need to consider them. And yet in the performances that I've done of parts of the girl stories in the past, some of the most dynamic response that I've received has been from audience members who were straight men, who hadn't ever really considered all of the ways in which masculinity and femininity play out in the way that they're able to love someone else.
Friday, February 29th at 8 and Saturday, March 1st at 2 and 8, Sunday at 2 and 7, author and actor Danielle McClellan presents The Girl Stories in the Rose Fire Bay at the John Waldron Arts Center. I'm George Walker.